Hello, everybody out there on farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why a farmer is rising for a 15-hour day, and a trucker is beginning a 5-day journey, and ADM is turning corn and wheat, soy and cocoa beans into your favorite foods. Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why so many work so long and take their job to heart. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. The new year is upon us. Perhaps you made some New Year's resolutions. I'll get more exercise, lose weight, be more neighborly. Those are all good ideas. But beyond that, just how we live life, how we look at life, can have an unbelievable influence on the joy of living. Just think about this piece written by Robert Hastings, entitled The Station. Tucked away in our subconscious is an idyllic vision. We see ourselves on a long trip that spans a continent. We're traveling by train. Out the windows we drink in the passing scenes of cars on nearby highways, of children waving at crossings, of cattle grazing on a distant hillside, of row upon row of corn and wheat, of flatlands and valleys, mountains, rolling hillsides, city skylines and village halls. But uppermost in our mind is the final destination. Bands will be playing and flags waving. Once we get there, our dreams will come true, and the pieces of our lives will fit together like a jigsaw puzzle. How relentlessly we pace the aisles, damning the minutes for loitering, waiting, waiting, waiting for the station. When we reach the station, that'll be it. When I'm 18, when I buy a new Mercedes-Benz, when I put the last kid through college, when I have paid off the mortgage, when I get a promotion, when I reach retirement. Sooner or later, we must realize there is no station. No one place to arrive at once and for all. The true joy of life is the trip. The station is only a dream. It constantly outdistances us. Relish the moment is a good motto, especially when coupled with Psalm 118:24. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So stop pacing the aisles and counting the miles. Instead, climb more mountains, eat more ice cream, go barefoot more often, swim more rivers, watch more sunsets, laugh more, cry less. Life must be lived as we go along. The station will come soon enough. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.